sex and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world, like I'm the only one that you'll ever love. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Welcome to Sex and Happiness, a program about sex and happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. And today, I wonder about sex, like for sex's sake. Like, I wonder about how many people actually want to or have considered using their sexual energy for a greater purpose rather than just getting off. You know, a lot of times sex is very selfish, and it's just, for some people, it's just animal instinct. They'd want to release. And then, after that's done, for some people, I don't know about you, but I know for women oftentimes that's not enough. And I think men are becoming very enlightened about sex these days too, and that's not enough for them either, although there are still people who just view and regard sex in the animal instinct way. So my question is really, how can we not be selfish in sex? Is there anything else we can do with sex that would bring it to a higher ground or take it to a greater purpose? And my guest today is going to talk to us about the notion of sex magic. He's a guest that I've had on before. His name is Dr. Stuart Mark Berlin, and I had him recently on a show with me talking about in service to the goddess, every woman a goddess and every man a hero in her service. That's the title of his book, and that's what we talked about. And I was so enthralled with the ideas and the history and the perspective that Stuart brought that I've invited him back to talk about sex magic. A little bit about him is he's a retired pediatrician. He's an author and an inventor. And the book I just mentioned is his autobiography, Every Woman a Goddess, Every Man a Hero in Her Service. He's also written a book called The Tantric Kabbalah. And that's more what he's going to talk to us about today, about sex magic. So, Stuart, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Sex and Happiness.
Hey, Laurie, it's great to be here.
Stuart, I'm so glad that you could make it back to the Sex and Happiness show. And let's not beat around the bush about this. Like, a lot of people are listening, they're like, what the hell is sex magic? So I think the first place we should start is for you to explain a little bit about what is meant by sex magic.
Excellent. Sex magic is restoring sexuality to what it evolved to be. You were saying that a lot of people feel that there should be more to sex, and they're right. And the reason they're right is because sexuality is how human beings learned how to change their brain states. And orgasm is one of the most essential brain states that a human being can have. It changes the chemistry in their brain. It changes the connections between neurons in their brain. And it leads to spirituality and ecstasy and bliss. And that's what sex magic is. It's using the energy of orgasm to heal the individual, to heal the world, and to restore the union between male and female to what it was supposed to be.
So when I first heard about sex magic and how it was explained to me, Stuart, was like it was more like casting a spell. I can remember being explained to me like this. Two people get an intention, like they want a boat. I used to have a big joke about this. They want to get a boat, and then they set the intention to get a boat, and then they have sex, and they both picture the boat when they're in the moment of orgasm, and then the boat will come to them. And I joked about boat for a long time, even in doing a practice that I do called Cobra Breath. And the funny thing is that all of a sudden things about boats started coming to me, and I don't like boats.
That's so funny. Well, it shows the power of the human mind, and especially two minds connected together. And that's really what sex magic is about. It's connecting two minds, two souls, and two bodies. And it doesn't matter whether it's a man and a woman, two women, or two men. It's always a connection of the divine feminine energy with the divine masculine energy, creating something new that is very, very powerful. And you're right, a lot of people are selfish. They have sex for selfish reasons, or they want to use the power of sex to get a boat. But really, it's about attaining enlightenment and spiritual growth, and it's about the brain states that orgasm induces, and it's especially about, the way I do it, the combination of meditation and sexuality.
So, okay, so, you know, meditation and sexuality, that's not very foreign to me. There's a group in San Francisco called One Taste, which I've, you know, taken a class with them and participated. And they have something called an oming, or an orgasmic meditation. They do oming. They do it twice a day. And it's very, I think it's really different from what you're talking about. This is a practice that they sit for 15 minutes. The woman lays down and pulls her pants down, and the man sits by her side and strokes her on the clitoris for 15 minutes twice a day. And it's to prepare the body to feel more and more sensation. And somehow, Stuart, I have a feeling, a very deep feeling, that that isn't exactly what you're talking about.
Well, that would kind of be like, just the beginning. And it also requires intimacy, the way I do sex magic. I usually only do sex magic in the context of a relationship where you and the person know each other. And, you know, if you want to do sex magic with someone new, you have to get to know them first. You have to learn about them, their past, their life, their issues, and know them as a person, and also try and know them on a direct soul level, so that when you get to a state of continuous orgasm, it's funny, I just saw a program on the Discovery Channel about orgasm, and it talked about orgasm as a 20-second experience. And probably for many people, that's all they ever...
That's a lot. 20 seconds for some people is a lot. They talk about men sometimes as having a 5-second experience.
Right, and the 5-second experience is followed by ejaculation. And men can achieve the same kind of orgasm that women can when your perspective is not necessarily the body, but the brain and the mind. So my understanding of what orgasm actually is a brain state where you have the maximal stimulation of the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems, neither of which is under conscious control, combined with changes in neuronal flow in the brain, combined with very high levels of oxytocin released in the brain and in the blood. And this allows two people to take advantage of the brain's plasticity, its ability to change, so that all the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, the shame and humiliation that you might have experienced at different times in your life from trauma, either sexual trauma or childhood trauma or trauma in your adult life, can be erased from the brain. And so you can experience tremendous states of ecstasy and bliss that last for an hour or longer.
Well, it sounds amazing. It wouldn't take me that much to get enrolled in this. But is this something that... I'm jumping ahead, like I'm thinking, oh, is this something that anybody could do? Like, you know, if somebody listening to the show today hears this and says, wow, I want what he is talking about, I want what he's having. I'm just wondering if anyone could do that, or do they have to be in high state, do they have to be on peyote or something?
I think any human being who is a sexual being has this natural innate capacity, and it's only because we live in a terribly repressive society with regards to human sexuality that sets huge walls in terms of experience, in terms of behavior, in terms of thought, so that the blockage is cultural. It's not biological, and it's not spiritual. It's what people have learned. And if people would be interested in reading my book, Sexual Secrets of Tantra Kabbalah, Making Love, that is the most specific I've written how things are actually done, the nuts and bolts, as well as understanding emotions, understanding trust. And trust is really, really important in sex, and even more so in sex magic, because the intimacy makes someone very, very vulnerable. And the more someone knows you, the more vulnerable you are. But that vulnerability is what allows you to make the magic. And there is no magic without love. So sex magic is about sex with love in intimacy that is devoted to serving a purpose greater than the self. It could be your soul. It could be the Shekhinah, the divine feminine. It could be the planet. It's whatever your intention is. And I think maybe like caring about bonobos might be better than caring about boats. They sound similar.
Bonobo monkeys?
Bonobos are probably our closest relative on the planet. And they are really remarkable. They weren't discovered until relatively recently. And they're not at all like chimpanzees. Where chimpanzees use violence to settle sexual matters, bonobos use sex to settle all power issues. And they have sex all the time. They have sex face-to-face the way human beings do. They hold hands the way human beings do. They look into each other's eyes the way human beings do.
They sound romantic.
They do, and they kiss the way human beings do.
Wow, they must be the only animal species that kisses, although I do have to tell you, I was once swimming with dolphins, and dolphins kissed me. But they were trained dolphins. You know, they kissed me with their snout.
Dolphins are really interesting animals, and I've had limited contact with them. I've pet them once in San Diego at the zoo or the aquarium, but I don't really know too much about
them. They're very sexual. They're also very, very sexual. So maybe bonobos and dolphins.
Maybe.
Anyway, before we go to break, there's something I want to ask you about what you said in your introduction. You could be a man and a woman. You could be two women. You could be two men, as long as you're balancing the divine masculine with the divine feminine. And by the way, that's a big topic, too, that people talk about but know nothing about, in my experience. So maybe when we come back, we'll talk about that a little bit more. What I want to know is, you said two women, two men, man and woman. Can three people practice your form of sex magic, or four? Can it be done in a group?
There's no reason not to. It's a little more difficult because of egos
and vulnerability.
And the way I do sex magic, it's usually where I'm the active participant and the other person is receiving, because I'm very skilled at bringing someone into a state of continuous ecstasy and bliss, a very high state of oxytocin in the brain and in the blood, which changes brain chemistry and makes someone very suggestible. And that's when you can erase all the old shaming messages and replace them with messages of how beautiful you are and how loved you are and how valuable you are and how special you are. And when your brain gets that message, it totally changes your life and you become much more effective and you change your priorities in your life. And it really leads to a life of service that is very happy.
Well, we're going to stop on that note for a minute, Stuart. When we come back, I'm going to actually ask you about what it is to connect the divine masculine with the divine feminine. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And I'm Laurie Handler, as your host. And I'm here today with Stuart Mark Berlin. So stay tuned. Hey, are you looking for the perfect vacation getaway this spring? Then look no further. Come to Portugal for a week with me. I'll be offering an exclusive Bliss and Ecstasy course April 26th to the 29th at Tipi Algarves, a lovely organic spa resort in the Algarves part of Portugal. It really doesn't get much better than this. The weather there is perfect. The place and food as natural as it comes, and the surrounding sites full of world history combined with spectacular beaches. This is the part of Portugal where the Mediterranean meets the Atlantic. Why not join me for this exclusive holiday The Bliss Ecstasy course starts April 26th and completes on the 29th, and then you'll be exploring the local sites or relaxing on the beaches from April 30th to May 4th. I personally can hardly wait. For more information, write to me at sexandhappiness@gmail.com or go to butterflyworkshops.com and join me for an unbelievable exclusive vacation learning sacred sexuality in Portugal.
Are you in pain or unable to sleep? Ever hear about how the body needs glutathione for natural cleansing? Could you use a boost of energy? Try Life Wave Patches. There are a variety of patches to choose from. Each one of them is designed like a small band-aid to help your body with the challenges of life when you're simply not getting what the body needs for support. And you can use these amazing patches on your pets. Go to Life Wave Patches for Pets and People on Facebook and see Suzanne Summers' interview with Dr. David Schmidt about patches that reduce stress and inflammation while increasing energy. You can also find out more at ValerieHandlers.com. That's ValerieHandlers.com. Or call Valerie at 714-928-6399 to order your patches or consider becoming an independent Life Wave distributor. That's 714-928-6399.
We're back with Sex and Happiness, and today I'm interviewing Dr. Stuart Mark Berlin, who is the author of Every Woman a Goddess, Every Man a Hero in Her Service, and
Sexual Secrets of Tantra Kabbalah, Making Love.
We're talking about sex magic and really making love and how you can change your brain chemistry, how you can erase the past and any trauma and negative messages like shame and guilt, maybe even blame and grudge can come out as well in this kind of thing. Seems like it must be better than psychotherapy when practiced, Stuart. You might want to comment about that, but also I want to know about this connection between the masculine, the divine masculine, the divine feminine. So either way.
It's interesting because a lot of the unique points of view that I have came to me through divine inspiration during Kabbalistic meditation. My primary background is as a Jewish mystic or Kabbalist. And so this is a very unique form of sex magic that I created with the inspiration of the Shekhinah. And it's very scientific. It takes advantage of knowledge of neurobiology, knowledge of evolutionary biology, knowledge of quantum mechanics, combined with sacred sexuality. And there are many traditions of sacred sexuality. There are probably almost as many traditions as there are cultures and times. And that would make a lot of sense if this is a natural function of the human brain and human evolution. So you have a Taoist tradition of sex magic. You have a Celtic tradition of sex magic. You have a Tantric tradition of sex magic. You have a Kabbalistic tradition of sex magic. And probably many more. So this is what we're meant to do. It's what we evolved to do. And it's why sexuality in human beings is different from every other animal on this planet, with the possible exception of bonobos, who are very closely related to us. Their ancestors split from us about 5 million years ago, and the essence is the separation of sex from procreation, so that sex must be for something else.
So that, what you're really saying in like lay terms, because you are very bright, so you're speaking in some scientific terms that some people might not be able to follow. So it seems like what you're saying is that humans, when they split away from the animal kingdom, so to speak, it was not having to, human animals, are, women don't have to be in heat in order to want or crave sex, and they don't send out the message, oh, I'm in heat now, have sex with me, and therefore we can procreate at this time of the year. And some animals, for some animals, it's one time a year or what have you. And bonobos, it seems like it's the same because they can have sex anytime for recreation, actually, or whatever. That's magic.
That's exactly right. Now, bonobos have a 400cc brain, so they're significantly different than us. But if we think of what the bonobo is like as our ancestor that started the human line, the hominid line, 5 million years ago, we know that they already separated sex from procreation. Both humans and bonobos take about 1,000 episodes of sexual intercourse to make a baby. it's really remarkable how our brains grew over all this time, and that sex had a lot to do with developing our brain. So brain development depends on how we make love.
Wow, that's a huge statement. It's very controversial. The brain depends on how we make love.
That's correct. We have a brain that has approximately 100 billion brain cells or neurons, and each brain cell has roughly 100 synaptic connections to other brain cells. So that's 10 trillion synapses. And then you have 10 different brain states, so the total number that each neuron could be in. So you have 10 trillion times 10 to the 10th power possible brain states, which means that every one of us creates our own brain. We have a brain that is self-directing. What you watch, what you do, what you think, what you focus on, if you meditate, if you play a musical instrument, all of these things are recorded in your brain. The same if you have been traumatized or humiliated, whether it was humiliated over a problem with toilet training or whether it was when you went to school or whether somebody molested you. All of those events are indelibly recorded in the neural nets of your brain. And in my study, the only thing that allows them to be erased is the neuromodulator oxytocin. And oxytocin is released when a mother has her breast sucked by a baby. It's also released when a woman has her breast sucked by a man. And in my, although I don't have data to prove this, it is my sincere belief, based on my personal experience, that the man also releases oxytocin in his brain and blood when the woman has her breast suckled and is released in her brain. And the simultaneous release of oxytocin allows the two brains to become synchronized. And many people all over the world have a very special relationship with their mother, so that their mother knows what's going on with them, even if they're on another continent, or they know when something's wrong with their mother. There's a psychic link that lasts many times through the entire lifetime, and that was created with oxytocin during nursing in many, many cases.
So what you're saying is, well, I'm trying to understand this, and I'm trying to make it, you know, really palatable for people. What you're saying is that by certain sexual acts, which are quite erotic and highly stimulating, that someone can actually change their whole way their brain functions, their brain chemistry, and even the way they think, like their beliefs or the way they think, and create like whatever they want.
Exactly, that's correct.
And wow, that's very powerful. You know, most people don't know that. And I read a book by Joseph Chilton Pierce called The Biology of Transformation. And in his book, he talked about how we couldn't stop the reptilian brain, that even though we know better than to kill each other or to throw bombs at each other or declare war, because the reptilian brain is always in an alarm state, thinking that it's being threatened, there's a life-threatening situation. Like, I could be walking down the street and a dog could bark and my reptilian brain goes, bear, threatened, run for your life. Because, or my computer could crash and my reptilian brain goes, bear, run for your life. Like, it's in a constant state of threat and alarm. And that even the most peaceful of people, the most loving of people, when push came to shove, would consciously even throw a bomb. I'm just using that, you know, or shoot a gun, because the reptilian brain is so out of balance, out of whack in this day and age, that this is part of what the book was about. So what you're saying completely counters what Joseph Chilton Pierce said.
I don't know if it counters it, but it's a way out of the situation he's describing. It's a way of taking control of your brain. And it's really, those people who know me know that my absolute favorite biological lesson that I learned is that ontogeny, the development of the individual, recapitulates phylogeny, the development of our species. And we know that for a very long time, human beings were animals, human animals, that didn't leave any archaeological record that was different from Homo erectus, who came before us. And then roughly 35,000 to 50,000 years ago, human culture was created. And my narrative that I say is that this was a direct result of sexuality of postmenopausal women achieving brain states that had never been achieved before by any human being, and that this brain state resulted in tremendous creativity, nurturing, the integration of nurturing maternal unconditional love with intense sexual orgasmic love, which led to the creation of human culture, art, spirituality, and technology. And because we live in a sexually repressive society and we don't learn how to do what comes natural and the natural development of our brain through sex to spirituality, we're stuck with the situation that you described.
And many postmenopausal women don't have sex, don't have touch, and don't have anything. So if they would be the wise ones of this decade, of this generation, of these times, they're the ones who normally are thrown out or cast aside because they seem too old to be sex objects. But, of course, there seems to be an upswing of cougars these days. So maybe there's hope for postmenopausal women.
Well, that's actually a very important part of Tantra Kabbalah, which is the understanding that women don't achieve their sexual and spiritual peaks until after menopause, and that however sexual a woman may have been during her early time in her life, she's going to get better.
Oh, I love it. Goody, goody. Goody for me. So, on that note, my question is, are you a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response? Do you know a woman who could use this? Many women have reported that the feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally anymore as they would like. So let me tell you a little bit about Zestra. Zestra was developed to provide this much-needed option for all women to feel more sexually satisfied. Zestra is a product that can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. It's a safe, patented blend of botanical oils and extracts created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient, single-dose personal packets. Each individual packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts fresh and safe from light. Zestra starts to work within 5 minutes, and there's something called the Zestra rush. It tends to peak in around 10 minutes. And then this kind of rush or sexual excitement lasts for 45 minutes. So I hope you're like me. I feel that all women deserve sexual satisfaction, and Zestra is a breakthrough in women being able to get to sexual satisfaction. If you're more interested to find out about Zestra, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please say that you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show. We'll be right back.
How would you like to lose up to a pound a day with no exercise required, with no hunger, without being on a restrictive diet for the rest of your life, and no unpleasant side effects? If this appeals to you, you want homeopathic HCG. How do you get that? You go to hormonenurse.com. That's HORMONE. nurse.com. There you can find out about HCG and this amazing diet. It's a diet I've used, and I've lost an amazing amount of weight. I'm back to my college size. Plus, you'll find out about hormones, bioidentical hormones. Perhaps you need that too. You need it maybe for sleep, for sexual passion again, your libido. Go to hormonenurse.com.
Well, we're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers. I'm interviewing Stuart Mark Berlin today, who is an author and a scientist and a former pediatrician. And he's very, very knowledgeable about brain chemistry and bodies and things that happen during the sex act. He's a proponent of sex being the actual behavior and act that can change the brain and brain chemistry, and sounds like could bring peace to people, peace between the genders, and maybe peace to the planet. So along those lines, Stuart, can you tell me a little bit more about what it is to connect the divine masculine with the divine feminine? Because earlier in the show I said a lot of people talk about that,
But I think that's just their come on line. Like that's their, they use that for seduction and they're not being anything other than predators. So how is your definition different, or your, the way you see it different from that?
Well, that's an excellent question. And the union of opposites, which is what the union of male and female is actually what happens in the brain when the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous systems come to simultaneous maximal stimulation, because they are opposite pathways. The parasympathetic is protect and conserve, and the sympathetic is fight or flight. And it would seem impossible for them to be at simultaneous, because you're either one or the other. But in fact, that's what brain studies show. And it also shows that during meditative states, when people have the experience of being at one with the divine or one with the universe or the goddess or however they conceptualize it, they also have the same exact brain state. So it's clear that a spiritual experience that very few people have is evolutionarily related to a sexual experience that everyone used to have and has been lost. And when you go through developmental stages, as children do, they all depend on what happened before them. And you have to go through one before you get to the next, because you have to go through the stages of development. Ontogeny recapitulates phylogeny. So for people...
What are those again?
Ontogeny is the development of the individual, and phylogeny is the development of the species. But it's not just the physical body, it's also the mind, and it's also spirituality. And so since sexuality is how postmenopausal women first had the altered states of consciousness that created human culture, if you want to be spiritual, the easiest way to do it is to go through the same stages. And so we tend to think of development ending when someone's like 18 or 20 years old, but really development continues your whole life. And that's why postmenopausal women, or crones, are the superstars of sex magic.
Because they keep getting better over time.
Because they have experience of a lifetime, and that experience of a lifetime they can now use to put things in perspective, to reject messages that may have been shaming or critical, and they now have the ability to choose what they want.
And when you say crones, like what age are you talking about here? Like what designates or connotes a crone?
Well, crone means wise woman, and the Iroquois had wise women make all the decisions in their tribe, and they used age 53. Menopause happens, you know, a variable time. The definition is one full year without menses. But I like to think of women pretty much from the age of 45 or 50 and older as wise women, women who have the life experience to choose, and the understanding that they're at a new stage in development, and that all the roles that they had before as mother, as wife, as worker, they don't necessarily hold the key to satisfaction, and now they get to choose what their life is about.
Woohoo, there's hope for us. I love it. I hope every woman over 45 that's listening to this show today really gets what you just said. And also, I'm so happy for Zestra, because because Zestra is really appealing to women who have difficulty, maybe vaginal dryness or whatever, wanting to have sex, wanting to really connect, and wanting to be in that state that you're talking about. And either they don't have a great lover, you know, or they haven't learned self-love in a way that makes them really, really juicy, which is, of course, a whole other topic. I've done a whole bunch of teleseminars about expanded orgasm and how really to make love to self. But that's in this topic, and what we're talking about is maybe people need to use a little extra something to get themselves stimulated, because not everybody knows a steward.
Well, that's certainly a good point, and anything that helps you start is wonderful. And it is very true that a proportion of postmenopausal women do have issues with thinning of the vagina and changing hormones and changing lubrication, and Zestra sounds like a wonderful product. I'd also recommend prolonged cunnilingus as a way of handling that issue. And the best thing for sex to go well is sex. The more sex you have, the more rejuvenated your body will be. And for someone who maybe hasn't had sex for 5 years or 10 years, Zestra sounds like a great way to start.
Yeah, it really is. It's really a good way. And what you're talking about is like really, it's very unique. We said this already, but I'm saying it again, Stuart. Like, it's very unique in essence. I mean, I've been around the sex block a few times. You know, as a sex educator, I've been a tantra teacher since, you know, 1998 or something. And I've heard this term. I've heard what you're talking about, but I don't know anybody who practices it quite like what you're describing. I think they're talking boat, and you're talking universe.
Exactly. But the good thing is that you really don't need a guru. You don't need to spend tons of money on learning, you know, what other people do. All you really need is the desire and the intention and to read a few books and to have somebody who you want to share this with, you know, somebody who you want to open yourself up to so they can know you, someone you want to know, and someone who you want to work together with to heal the world for a purpose greater than selfishness.
Mm.
And the path to losing all the shame and suffering is through putting your orgasms in the service of the universe.
It's amazing stuff. Well, we're going to take a little pause there. And when we come back, Stuart, I'm going to ask you, I really want to know some very specific things. You mentioned suckling people's breasts, a woman's breasts, but I want to know a couple of other concrete things so people can have a takeaway when they leave the show today, maybe a couple of other hints. I'm not asking you to spill the whole beans of the book, but I do want you to say some other really concrete things like, you know, do people do eye gazing? Do they talk to each other? Those kinds of things. So please think about that for a moment. When we come back, I'm going to be asking Stuart Mark Berlin about some very concrete techniques for sex magic so you listeners out there can actually get started. And then some ways that you can find out more about it, how to contact Stuart, how to get a hold of his book. So please stay tuned. This is really an exciting show. It's very unique, and I don't want you to miss a thing. I'm sitting at the edge of my chair. This is Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers.
Many times you've heard my guests and me discuss emotional release techniques. Now you can do emotional release work in the privacy of your own home. In my CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, I create a very, very safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work I'm known for in my Tantra courses. First, I set you up with the proper positioning and breathing, and then I guide you through emotional states to the beat of tribal African rhythms. Try this CD as an easy way to do your personal clearing work on a regular basis and watch your relationships walk free from emotional baggage. You can order my CD at butterflyworkshops.com for only $20. I believe you're worth it. I hope you do. Go to butterflyworkshops.com and get your copy now. And walk free from emotional baggage.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life? Get the best from relationships? Attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
Hi, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and today I am interviewing Stuart Mark Berlin about his very unique practice and study of sex and how sex having sex between people actually alters brain chemistry for the better. So there's hope for everyone, and there's really a lot of good sex in your future, everybody. So woohoo! That's why you listen to this show. So, Stuart, before we broke, I wanted to ask you about some very concrete things people could do, and I mentioned eye gazing, and I mentioned speaking. So, first of all, if someone was interested in this and they wanted to tell their partner, hey, I have this thing I want to do, I heard about it on Laurie Handler's show, what would they do?
Well, I would love for them to read my book, Sexual Secrets of Tantra Kabbalah, Making Love, and it talks about what love is. Love is the only thing in the universe that is not affected by time or entropy. Love is immortal. And I know lots of times people have an experience where they were in a relationship and then the relationship ended and they go back with the retrospectoscope and said, well, it couldn't have been love because it didn't last. And what I'd like to tell people is that's not true. Love is eternal from the moment it is created. Even if the individuals who later on fall out of love, but the love that they made, and it exists in a different kind of space-time continuum, and it continues to do good and to be healing. So the important thing is to realize that we as finite beings of flesh and blood, which most of the time eventually decays into death, have the ability to create something that never goes away. And the way to do that is through sex magic, so that the two people make something bigger than either of them.
It's great, Stuart. And of course, you know, I abide by everything you just said. I think it sounds phenomenal, and I would love people to share it. And of course, I don't agree with the part about having to decay and die, but that's only recent in my life, you know, where I really am physically immortal. So maybe I could be doing the sex magic stuff forever.
That would be awesome.
Into the thousands of years. I could be the oldest crone.
Well, that would be beautiful.
So they get your book, and that's how they get started. But tell us a few secrets that are in the book. Like, okay, now they got the book, they read the book, and, you know, what did they find out? A couple things.
Well, the three areas that, for one thing, most men tend to focus on their penis way too much. They worry whether their penis is going to perform, and they focus on intercourse more than anything else. And really, the best way to do this is to not think about that at all, but focus on touch, on pleasure, on kissing, on talking, on eye gazing, and then especially on suckling of the breast, massaging the body while you're suckling on her breast, the belly, the thighs, the inner thigh, and then moving your way to the clitoris, which is almost always stimulated internally just by suckling on the nipple. So that the clitoris, which is erectile tissue just like the penis, and the goddess spot, which is erectile tissue just like the penis. So if you think about a man, and he's men are very visual, they're watching a movie, they get an erection. Well, women like to be stimulated through sensitivity and touch, so that when you're sucking on her breast and talking to her and touching her gently, her clitoris starts to get erect. And then you start to touch her clitoris, and boom, she's off. And what a man has to do, or a woman, if it's a woman making love to another woman, is just be sensitive and just allow your bodies to communicate directly through touch, stimulating the clitoris and then the goddess spot, and then moving on to cunnilingus. And cunnilingus cannot be emphasized too much, because when I was little, I read a book that said, by The Sensuous Man by M, that said about 25% of women only orgasm through cunnilingus, the stimulation of the clitoris with your mouth and lips and tongue, and also the goddess spot with your fingers at the same time. But
I just have to tell people what the goddess spot is, or you have to tell people what the goddess spot is, because not everyone listening knows what the goddess spot is. So we call it, tantrically, we call it goddess spot, but it was named by Graffenberg as the G-spot, who was a man who didn't have a G-spot, at least in that sense.
His name was Grafenikolov.
Grafenikolov?
Yeah, which is really, it's a Russian name and it's hard to spell, but the Grafenikolov spot is the term, and he was an obstetrician. But
It's inside.
It's inside, it's internal, and it's a potential spot. And the reason why I say it's a potential spot is because it's erectile tissue and you don't see it if it's not erect. So if, for example, you go to your OBGYN and you ask him to find your G-spot, ask her to find your G-spot, she probably has a better chance of it because she might know where hers is, and she might know that it only is available for use once it's been stimulated. So
once there's been arousal.
Once there's been arousal, and many times once there's been orgasm. So you first have a clitoral orgasm, and then the G-spot becomes much more ripe and full of blood, full of neuronal stimulation. And so all the tissue, when we start off as embryos, both boys and girls start off as girl embryos, whether you're XX or XY. And then when the testes make testosterone and Mullerian duct degenerating factor, the female embryo turns into a male embryo. So everything that's in the male, in any male, has to be there in an embryological form in the female. And the G-spot and the clitoris are the erectile tissue that in a man goes on to become the penis. And it's actually really large inside and much larger inside than it is outside. And so you kind of have to be an explorer and discover it, and every woman is different.
Yeah, it's important to emphasize that, because there's no saying, okay, do this, go here, it's this far in, you'll find it. There's a whole lot of, it's like a secret code to find.
It's a very special, unique journey that two people share in love, for the purpose of love, to create love, to make love, and to use that for healing both the self and the universe. And you're absolutely right. War and violence, the root cause of that is the separation of men from women, and sexual dysfunction, which our society is almost designed to create through sexual repression.
Yeah. I mean, I've often said this, that no one would be flying into a building taking their life and the lives of others if they were sexually satisfied. people need Zestra for that. Or they need your theory. They need your book. Let's tell people how to get in touch with you, how they can get your book. So if you want to get in touch with Stuart, and this sounds interesting to you, and interesting being the least operative word, if this sounds exciting to you, if this sounds like it could restore hope to your whole life, which it could erase all kinds of shame and self-effacing behaviors and thoughts that you have, according to Stuart, then this is an exciting thing, getting in touch with them. It's an exciting place for you to jump off from. So, Stuart, how can they find your book or get in touch with you?
Well, if you go to Kindle on Amazon, my first book, Every Woman a Goddess, Every Man a Hero in Her Service, is available on Kindle. But if you go to my website, www.tantrickkabbalah.com, TantrickKabbalah, TantrickKabbalah.com, then you can see both of my books and order them directly. My mantra, which is very powerful, is on the site as well. And that's really the best way.
And mantra means sounds that you make over and over again in a ritualistic way that bring different effects to the body based on the sound and what's behind the meaning. But not always what's behind the meaning, more even the effect of the sound on the body. So, Stuart, I want to thank you so much for being my guest again on my show. You are very unique in all the world in the sense of what you're bringing to the party of people doing sex education. You're doing something that's really a cut above. And people do need to know about this and do need to get a hold of your book.
Thank you very much, Lori. And it's a privilege and a pleasure to serve the Divine Feminine. And I bow to your great fund of knowledge.
Thank you so much.
I'm speaking today with Bonnie Gale, who is the co-creator of Sex Butter, a wonderful new female enhancement product that can be used by females and males. So tell me a little bit about Sex Butter. How did you get the name Sex Butter?
The Sex Butter, the product itself, actually looks and feels like butter and melts into your skin just like butter does when you touch it. And it's for sexual enhancement and lubrication. So I wanted something really direct that let people know what it was about.
Well, it sounds absolutely yummy.
It is.
Does it smell yummy? Does it have a taste and a smell to it?
Yes, it smells like dark chocolate mint, which I think is pretty yummy. And the taste of it, it has a kind of like a taste like coconut oil.
Oh, but the smell sounds wonderful. Dark chocolate and mint. How wonderful is that? When people use Sex Butter, what can they expect? Like, what can the woman expect? We'll start with her.
Okay, I apply it internally onto the vaginal walls and the G-spot area as well as the clitoral area. And it really makes internal orgasms easy and effortless. I mean, the sensation is just amazing. And there's a little surprise that comes out for those men who are not used to their women having internal orgasms that can be accomplished with Sex Butter.
I like the idea of a surprise.
So do the men.
If men use it alone, is that okay too?
Oh, yeah, they can definitely use it alone. And the really amazing thing for men, they feel sensation even after they have orgasm. So the recovery time is really shortened big time.
It sounds like everybody should try Sex Butter, don't you think?
I think everybody should try Sex Butter.
How can people get Sex Butter? How can they order it?
We have Sex Butter in 1-ounce jars. Looks like a high-end eye cream, so people don't have to be embarrassed when they order it. It doesn't look sleazy or porn-like. So have little travel packs that people can take along. They can actually, each one can be used like up to 3 times.
How can they find out about it?
www.sexbutter.net.
Sounds terrific. Thank you so much, Bonnie Gale.
Thank you.
I want to thank everyone else out there for being my listeners, and I want to thank my sponsors. Of course, Zestra, which I just talked about. I want to thank my sister, Valerie Handlers, who is a sponsor of the show. And you can go to valeriehandlers.com and find out about LifeWave patches that are patches you apply to the meridians, the acupuncture meridians, and they help you sleep or they help you lose your pain or your body stimulation to make some nutrients that it needs. Also, I thank the hormone nurse, Lori Phillips. Go to hormonenurse.com. Thank you all, and
tune in to my next show when I'll be talking with the director of a funny, sexy film called Hollywood Sex Wars, and also my show will feature the sexy, handy goddess from YouTube.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Lori's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to make-